Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Today is Christ the King Sunday. This is the last Sunday in our liturgical year before New Year starts. Next Sunday, we go from year C, which we're in now, to year A on our three-year cycle of readings. Next Sunday is also the start of Advent, the season before Christmas. The feast day of Christ the King is a relatively new day in our calendar. The Roman Catholic Pope Pius XI instituted the feast in 1925 in response to the growing secularism and nationalism in the world. The Anglican Communion, which we are part of, adopted it when we adopted the Common Lectionary in 1994. This feast day asks us who our king is. Who do we follow? Here are several things that happened in 1925. Calvin Coolidge is the first American president to have his inauguration address broadcast on the radio. The media age is beginning. Benito Mussolini, when sworn in as Italy's prime minister, declared himself dictator. There was a large 40,000-man KKK parade in Washington, D.C. The Scopes monkey trial was completed. For those of you history impaired, the trial found John Scopes, a Tennessee biology teacher, guilty of teaching evolution from a science textbook. Tennessee had passed a new law that said to teach evolution instead of biblical teachings was not allowed. A few years after this feast was established, we had one of the worst wars ever. I can see why Pope Pius would ask the question, who do we follow? God in Christ or the secular gods of our time? Some people would ask if our conditions have changed much in the last 95 years. Many people still don't believe in science. White supremacy beliefs are on the rise. Many world leaders would rather be dictators rather than elected leaders. And the media has become a very powerful way leaders can sway the people. At the end of our liturgical year, which is now, things can look very dark. Where is the Prince of Peace that we read about in our psalm this morning? In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Where is that little child that will lead us out of this mess? I tend to dwell on darkness at this time of year. It could be partly that I need more sun, or it could be that I tend to have a dark personality, too many murder mysteries. But I've been reading a book by Walter Brueggemann called Spirituality of the Psalms. One chapter in this book deals with what he calls Psalms of Disorientation. These are psalms that he says that speak to the messy side of life. This is contrary to our cultural beliefs that say that life is always goodness and joy. It is not. To say that it is to lie to ourselves. But our God is even in the dark places. Perhaps he shows more clearly than he shows more clearly in the dark than when it is so bright. I love the use of the Paschal candle, this candle, as a symbol of Christ during our funeral services. We can see the light of Christ that is shining out of the darkness. Prison is a very dark place, and yet I see Christ there. Listen to the gospel. Jesus was being crucified. He had two companions with him, criminals who were being executed because they were trying to disrupt the Roman rule. One addressed Jesus with skepticism. If you are the king, use your power to free us. The other addressed Jesus with faith. We've done nothing wrong. I'm sorry, we have done wrong, you have not. Remember me when we come into your kingdom, when you come into your kingdom. Jesus answered him, you will be with me in paradise. Christ, the merciful King. We can see Christ the King in many other ways. Here's a list that came out of today's scriptures. Image of an invisible God, fullness of God, forgiver of sins, rescuer of scattered sheep, known by our ancestors, known by our ancestors, David and the saints, one who sets us free from the ruling force of darkness, one who saves us from our enemies, bringer of peace, little child. Did any of these in this list jump out to you when we read it earlier? Did any of these gifts from God stir up your soul? What we don't see in this list are things like Christ is out to punish us, Christ came 2,000 years ago and left us on our own. Christ didn't say that we need to exclude impure people from our lives, people that have mental illness or haven't washed for several days, who speak with an accent or fill in the blank. Christ the King is a gift from God, a grace from the Most High given to us. My words don't express my feelings well, so I'll leave you with a poem from Mary Oliver. In trees still dripping night, some nameless birds woke, shook out their arrowy wings and sang. Slowly like finches shifting through a dream, the pink sun fell like glass into the fields. Two chestnuts and a dapple gray, their shoulders wet with light, their dark hair streaming, climbed the hill. The last mist fell away. And under the trees, beyond time's brittle drift, I stood like Adam in his lonely garden on that first morning, shaken out of sleep, rubbing his eyes, listening, parting the leaves like tissue on some vast, incredible gift. Happy New Year. Grace be gifted to you from Christ the King.